T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dale and Keith.
If you're just hopping into the hoopty, you're hopping into the sled right now.
The what now?
It's the money hour.
The money hour.
The 5 o'clock hour, money hour for the PM drive.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
Can you help me out? What exactly is a hoopty?
Hoopty.
Hoopty.
Sled.
I've heard of hoopties, but a
hoopty?
Sled?
Yeah, you hop into the hoopty. Sled, I've heard.
Yeah, the sled.
Hoopty, I
hop into the hoopty.
It takes you from A to B. Yeah, the hoopty.
5 o'clock,
you're out of work.
Like
is it?
Yeah. Like a probably, beater. Like you got an old car.
Yeah.
Or the ride, whip, hoopty, huh?
Sled,
the hoopty. Yeah. Maybe it's like a mid-Atlantic thing.
Like a North Pole thing.
What's that? A sled? Yeah, that is exactly what that is. A sleigh, even, is what that could be. But it's the money hour, Dale. Let's go.
Hop into the hoopty.
Hop into the hoopty. Get out of work. Hopefully you had a good day.
And not that the trending now wasn't an award-winning ensemble
of
material.
Yeah.
I did have one tiny addition to it.
An addition. Okay. As long as it's not a correction.
Boston Bruins general manager Don Sweeney did, in fact, confirm this afternoon to the Boston Globe that he's been in contact with Ilya Kovalchuk's group.
Really?
And they are interested in signing him.
He's got anything left in him?
He said, and this is Sweeney now, telling the Globe, he was intrigued for obvious reasons.
Sure.
About 230 pounds, still scores goals. He's 35,
yeah.
So you have to factor that in, but he brings a lot to the table.
I would say so. You like that, Dale? Or no?
35 scares me a little bit.
Yeah, and he hasn't been, in the NHL.
In the league for a couple of years.
5 years. He last played in 13. Played 37 games in New Jersey, had 11 goals in 37 games.
That's a long time ago, man.
A long time ago.
But
yeah.
According to the Boston Globe, Don Sweeney confirms.
They could use another goal scorer.
He is interested. All right, let's get you a couple of things here. I think you should probably perk up a tiny little bit if you're a Celtics fan. I know you lost in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Yeah. House money, though, Dale.
I know the
House
team that beat you then got their butts stomped.
Yeah, they did.
But that noted hoopologist Colin Cowherd is on your side.
The Celtics will dethrone the Warriors. The Celtics won't have as much talent, but they'll have the second best roster in the league. They may have a better coach. We'll see. They'll have multiple players who can score late in games. Golden State will have the most talent, but they won't be the freshest. They may not be the healthiest. They won't be the most coachable, and they won't be the hungriest. Next year, I think the Celtics, that's why when everybody freaks out about a dynasty, name the last dynasty that lasted longer than all of us predicted. The Warriors will win the West.
Spurs.
They're certainly not going to take Houston lightly, but I think they'll be upended by the Celtics, who are the closest thing to the Warriors, but younger, fresher, perhaps healthier, and maybe even better coached.
Feeling better now?
No. How on earth can you predict? No, Dale, how can you say they're going to be healthier next June? They're going to be healthier?
Yeah.
Based off of what?
What was he, have a crystal ball on something?
All of the Warriors played at the end of the year.
What he's counting on is 4 straight trips to the finals. That would then be 5.
Yeah.
A lot of extra games. You're wearing teams down.
Here's the thing. Even with a healthy Gordon Hayward and Kyrie Irving, who's going to guard Kevin Durant? Who?
Marcus Morris.
He did such a great job on LeBron.
Yeah. But what are you talking about? He's like, when was the last time a dynasty lasted longer than you thought? I don't know. The Spurs?
Yeah.
The Spurs lasted a long time. They were competitive forever, and they won it in 2014.
Hey, can't we just take this good news that Colin Cowherd says that you're going to knock off
the Lakers were a dynasty for 3 years, 2000 through 2002.
The Lakers definitely were.
Yeah, yeah.
But I guess his point is, they ended sooner than they thought. They lost to the Pistons in 04. The next, Kobe and Shaq hate each other, then they move on. But
These guys love each other.
But the Warriors love each other.
They do.
Next year is going to be the third year with Durant. So the first two trips to the finals was basically this team, but then they added the second best player in the league. And so I think a three-peat, teams three-peat. Like you mentioned, the Lakers, the Bulls, three-peats are not this crazy thing.
No.
It happens in the NBA.
And
so
the Warriors' record in the NBA Finals in the last 2 years is 8-1. I mean, they won. Oh my God. They lost.
Playoff record's ridiculous too.
I mean, they lost one game, and it was really because you could tell, like, they're like, let's just go clinch this back at home and Oracle.
So he's basically saying, like, they're not going to want it enough next year.
Oh, please.
Like, yeah, they're not going to want to win a third straight title.
I have one more addition to trending now.
What deal? It was fine. Trending was fine.
It happened seconds ago.
Okay.
Carson Smith having surgery tomorrow. Probably done for the year.
Oh, is he really? Is he really done for the year?
Are you pretty surprised at this?
I mean, Cora did use him a lot. You remember he was too much. Yeah. He had a hard time. So.
Well, he was suffering from fatigue.
He pitched every day, this guy. Oh my goodness.
But, you know, as much as maybe David Price was being a little facetious or whatever, is there a softer player in Boston than Carson Smith?
Probably not. No, that
David Price, he told us.
No, yeah, he was being facetious.
Yeah, but he was saying in the locker room now. He's like, Carson's gone. It used to be Carson, but now it's me.
Yeah.
So Kyrie Irving spoke today. I mean, partly to kind of address the recuperation, the rehab, the off season, getting ready for next year. Probably also partly to pump up Uncle Drew.
Are you excited for Uncle Drew? Is that a opening weekend at the?
I won't be camped out outside the Lux Cinemas at Patriot Place waiting for the first showing of Uncle Drew.
No, probably not.
But Kyrie, one of the first things he was asked about, you know, what he's looking for here today.
What's your hope? What's your desire?
Well, my hope is that maybe we could limit it to maybe one question a day about what I'm doing next year. So I mean, that's my hope, but obviously I can't necessarily control that. So, but I think that you guys can feel my attitude is really just redemption next year. Really integrating myself with our team again and really focus on winning a championship. That's the only thing I'm really worried about. Until I get to that point, then I can't really, you know, clearly concise any answer any questions, you know. So I'm pretty sure management and I will have a talk. But that talk won't happen now.
Hmm. That's pretty definitive.
Now, he's heard some of the talk, this show and other places, about the possibility of the Celtics bringing LeBron James in.
Like I said, in this business, I've kind of experienced it all, and I've seen a lot. So, you know, we'll see what management decides.
He's like, I just got away from this idiot. I don't want to play with him ever again, and it won't happen here. If he shows up, I am gone. That is as clear as you could possibly be on that one. So, guess what, Kyrie? Nobody else wants him. No. Nobody wants. We want you. We want you to be healthy, and we want you to sign an extension. That's what the majority of Celtics fans want.
I would be, like, a year from now, if the Celtics are not in the NBA Finals, I'm shocked.
And yeah, something went wrong. That they don't have two guys get hurt
right,
again.
Right. Something went really wrong.
I mean, monumentally wrong.
That's what it would have to be.
And this is also, even if LeBron, for whatever reason, wanted to go to Philly, I just think this.
No, they're still better.
Yeah, of course.
They're still better.
Yeah, they are.
So
yeah,
basically, Rob Gronkowski and Tom Brady missed a kick-ass game of cornhole.
I love
at
cornhole.
Fenway Park.
Yeah, it's a great time.
And they missed that.
Yeah.
And whatever get-together, you know, today, where basically Bill Belichick said, I know you thought we were having practice all week, but nope, we're out of here. Go home.
We're done.
But there's the question about Gronkowski. And I agree with you, Keith. This is a financial decision on his part. Let's get the contract done before I go out there and take a chance on my money and getting hurt. I'm with you, and I'm with him, by the way. But Teddy Bruschi was on ESPN earlier today on First Take and says there are some things that the Patriots need to consider about Rob Gronkowski.
What's more concerning to you? What his intentions are, his interests are, or his actual availability because he's so injury prone?
Well, you have to consider both, Molly, because you think about when you pay at this point of the career, you're not really paying based on what you've done. Mm-hmm. You're thinking about paying on projection, first, second, third year of the contract, if you get a 3-4 year deal, something like that. And, you know, is the player going to be able to play out that contract? And if you give one of the highest contracts on the team to a player, you do want that player to be the example. You want that player to be the example for everyone else on that team. It's like, okay, here's the contract. Next offseason, will you be here? So are you now in with this offseason program, those type of thinking? All of that goes in to putting the contract and then saying, okay, now let's sign.
It is a tricky thing to think about it because you obviously want Rob Gronkowski. I'd be willing to give him more money, But any idea of, you know, giving him an extension or potentially having money down the road where I don't know how community is supplying long term.
Yeah, I think he could hang it up after next year.
Yeah, I think that's definitely realistic.
It's just like, who knows how long much longer he wants to play. He flirted with the idea this year.
But don't you think he would, I mean, if he's going to show
up. I don't think he ever flirted with it, I'll tell you the truth. I just
considered it?
No.
No?
I don't think, I never thought that this was, that not playing was an option for him.
But what about after this year?
Oh, I think that's possible.
So, yeah, I do too, and that's why I wonder. If he's going to show up at everything that's mandatory to this point, it doesn't strike you as somebody who is going to skip the season or sit out the season because he wants more money. He might be a little unhappy, but I think he's still going to go out there.
So late last week, and Keith told you this during the award-winning Trending
Thank you.
Now,
it
a few
was
moments
very strong.
Ago,
Thank you.
That Robert Kraft was speaking today at an event at Gillette Stadium, and of course, his name was brought up late last week. In a reported trade.
Dale's doing air quotes.
I am, air quotes, quotation fingers. In a reported deal where Bill Belichick had a couple of deals on the table for Rob Gronkowski. Closed-door meeting. Tom Brady threatened to retire.
There's a big thing going on.
Robert Kraft nixed the deal, right. All of that stuff. So Robert Kraft had a few things he wanted to say today.
And I guess when your team is good, people are looking for things. And I'll just tell you, it's a bunch of hogwash that I vetoed some trade. That was never in the works. It's just completely made up. And I think we have to be careful in society today that people just can't come out and say things. And this bit about us trading Gronk to the 49ers or Tennessee, it just... There's no basis to it, and it gets a life of its own. And I just want to go on record at today's event to make sure that you all understand that there's no truth to that. And I don't, people shouldn't be able to do that. And
hogwash.
Hogwash.
Hashtag hogwash.
And people shouldn't be able to do that. You can't just tweet things. Although, Kirkchin was on with the morning show, and he was standing by. Multiple
sources
told him that. I don't know.
Here's the thing. I think the likelihood of Rob Gronkowski being dealt was something that was going to happen by draft week.
It was pre-draft. Of that. If you told me it was all pre-draft, Tommy Curran
When he's talking about, am I going to retire? Am I going to wrestle? Am I going to go make movies?
All that nonsense.
And Bill Belichick's going, does he want to play football or does he not want to play
football? I believe there was trade conversations then. Who knows how far they got? I believe Robert Kraft saying he never vetoed anything because who knows how close it got. I'm sure there were conversations with other teams. But there wasn't, all right, here we go, now we're taking this to the owner.
Right.
Maybe didn't get to that point.
Now, I think this past weekend, I believe, actually, Robert Kraft, I think the one trade we all wish Robert Kraft would have vetoed was Jimmy Garoppolo. All right, Dale? Come on.
Well, you and Mike Giardi. And one more thing we've got to get to here. You may have seen this last night on CNN. He was on this morning on Good Morning America. He's probably made the rounds.
Oh, yeah.
Former NBA star Dennis Rodman. Had a sponsored trip to Singapore, ostensibly to offer his services in case the Korean leader and the president of the United States needed any assistance in hammering out this denuclearization deal. And I got to admit, I hit it cold. I was snapping between channels on my TV last night, and I snapped at this exact moment when Rodman got a little emotional.
And I said to everybody, I said, the door will open.
I remember you saying it. Let me ask you something. Does Kim understand English, Dennis?
It's amazing. It's amazing. When I said those damn things, when I went back home, I got so many death threats. I was sitting there protecting everything. And I believed in North Korea. And when I went home, I couldn't even go home. I had to hide out for 30 days. I couldn't even go home. But I kept my head up high, brother. I knew things were going to change. I knew it. I was the only one. I never had no one to hear me. I didn't know how to see me. But I took those bullets. I took all that. I took everything. Everyone came at me, and I'm still standing. And today is a great day for everybody. Singapore, Tokyo, China, everything. It's a great day.
It is a great
day.
This is a historic day.
I'm so happy.
It's very emotional.
Very happy.
He's very emotional. Those happy tears?
It was hard to tell.
I didn't really get a lot of it.
He was a sobbing mess on CNN.
He was.
He was wiping. He had a cloth. Yeah. He was wiping his eyes.
Good promotion for Potcoin, though.
Yeah. Whatever the hell that is. Potcoin. It was a promotion for it.
Like Bitcoin.
Yeah, weed. I was going to say, is this like what's, you know, I don't even know what Bitcoin is, really.
Well, it's a lot like Potcoin.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, thank you.
But for money.
Okay, got it.
Instead of for herbs.
Rossi, you can explain Bitcoin.
So Bitcoin is sort of like the new PayPal? Bitcoin to me once.
Is it the new PayPal?
No. That's Venmo.
It's a currency that you use just online. So you do, if I want to send you money, it doesn't actually go into any bank account.
So what's the difference between that and Venmo?
No, Venmo is like real money. That's like actual money in a bank.
But this
Bitcoin is
pot, whatever,
basically made up.
Okay.
This pot one is just for people.
It's like Monopoly money.
No.
It's weed money. It's weed money.
But don't you buy one Bitcoin and then that Bitcoin could be worth like 10,000 actual dollars or something?
It could if that, stayed,
So Potcoin is marijuana money. Okay.
Yes.
Potcoin is Bitcoin.
That's how people will, buy it online so that no one has to see the transaction.
I get Bitcoin. I don't get the whole, there's like a mining of Bitcoins. Have you heard this? And you need graphics cards to mine Bitcoins, Keith?
That's exactly what I mean, just confused the hell out of me.
Bitcoin
is a cryptocurrency widely believed by economists to be a speculative bubble. It is the first decentralized digital currency, as the system works without a central bank or single administrator.
I think you met economists there.
What'd I say?
It doesn't matter.
Don't worry about it.
I tuned out anyway.
Well, I'm with ADD, Keith, so offense. Do you guys have any Bitcoins?
No, I don't. Forget it.
Maybe
I now have a popsicle headache trying to get through this.
I have a PayPal account, though.
You think your team has issues? Internal strife? Internal issues?
My team being the Patriots?
Any team.
Oh. WEEI?
Trust me, I got internal issues that blows your team's issues away. We'll get into that when we come back. Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEI. So our 8 pounds of crazy story comes from the National Hockey League today. It was a story originally broken by the Ottawa Sun newspaper, and it has now been picked up nationally all across Canada. And it has to do with Melinda and Eric Carlson. Eric Carlson, the captain of the Ottawa Senators, and his wife, Melinda. It also has to do with Mike Hoffman and his longtime girlfriend.
I think fiance.
She might be fiance now.
Monica Carrick.
So people might remember the story that in March, the Carlsons, Eric and his wife, Melinda, gave birth to a stillborn baby named Axel Michael. They kind of got the attention of everybody around the National Hockey League. Eric Carlson posted a photo of Axel's tiny footprints, and he thanked the city. He thanked the fans for their love and support. He wrote, "We feel very lucky to be Axel's parents. Even though he was stillborn, we know we will hold him again one day under different circumstances, and the joy he gave us will be with us forever," unquote.
And then he sat out the rest of the season. It was late in the year. Ottawa was out of it, but then he stopped playing the rest of the year.
So, as it turns out, there's now a police investigation, and the allegation here is that Monica Carrick, who is the fiancée of Mike Hoffman, who is the teammate of Eric Carlson, under a variety of different burner accounts, has posted over 1,000 negative and derogatory statements.
1,000?
About Melinda and her husband, among them, according to her sworn affidavit. Monica Carrick has uttered numerous statements wishing my unborn child dead. She also uttered that she wished I was dead and that someone should take out my husband's legs to end his career.
What is her problem?
So when initially asked about it, Mike Hoffman said, quote, "There's nothing really for me to say at this time. That's all I can say," unquote.
Boy.
So they ended up finding some of these accounts, these burner accounts.
Oh,
one of them was
Colangelo.
At Sandy Dandy 45.
Sandy Dandy 45, all right.
Who, after the baby was stillborn, wrote, quote, "I feel bad for the baby. He didn't have a chance with Melinda popping painkiller medication every day."
Jeez, okay.
So the police in Ottawa are now investigating this. A court has given Melinda and Eric a restraining order, ensuring that Mike Hoffman and his fiancée, Monica Carrick, cannot go near them, which could be awkward in a locker room.
You think playing together would be strange?
And so here's the two choices that I see it. Either this story is true and they've got a huge issue in their locker room, or this story is false, and they've got a huge issue.
How could it be false? Because you wouldn't just throw this out there, I don't think. Like, you would obviously do some research and figure out like IP addresses or whatever else, and you would get to the bottom of it and before you put that out there.
How about what Eric Carlson said? He said, quote, "How dare you? You have been making fake accounts and buying hacked ones for months to harass me and my wife, but this is an all-new low even for you. You are a disgusting person, period," end quote.
Yeah, I mean, this is true. He's right.
Yeah, I feel bad. By the way, I mean, if this is true, this Monica Carrick, and I say this not trying to just, you know, drudge up something to say something for cause and reaction, Sports Talk Radio, she needs to be committed. I mean, like, there's one thing you can say, like, you always hear that word, oh, this person's psycho, that person's psycho. She's state-certified psychotic.
Like, 1,000 messages for this.
Under a bunch of different names. They're examining all the names.
Where was she posting this to?
Twitter, Instagram.
Okay, got it. So just putting this out there.
What's
the crime? Like, is there a crime?
Well,
like,
it's no. The
threatening
it,
someone to take
it's
out
a
your husband's
stalking.
Yeah. Stalking. Okay.
What their police are investigating is a stalking charge against this Monica Carrick.
Can I just tell you that? And, you know, if a picture is worth 1,000 words, this pic of Monica Carrick somewhere at some black tie event with Mike Hoffman, I got to tell you, I believe she's guilty. I got to tell you, she just looks like there's a little bit of crazy in
her. A little something off about her.
There's something a little off there. I mean, how can you say that about someone who
had a baby stillborn?
Right, and then that's the lowest
of low.
That really is, attacking somebody at their lowest too, yeah. and you're ripping them. And so 2 years ago, Ottawa is beating Boston in the playoffs, right. And they're looking like a pretty solid team. Not the most exciting to watch
but they
win and they move on. This year, they missed the playoffs, and now you have two of their best players. Wives and fiancés, like, viciously, well, only one-sided here, but viciously attacking the other.
Well, yeah. And what brought it to mind, obviously, is the whole situation with the 76ers and social media.
Man, these burner accounts.
And the issues that burner accounts
Dale, that was Disney World compared to this.
That's like, those collars are fine. Yeah. Like, nobody likes those collars. Right. Like, yeah, that was not, this is
vicious. What about Markelle Fultz, man? He can't play. He couldn't play. He's right.
Like, I'd rather have Porzingis. Right. And this is like, I'm glad your baby's dead. Like, that's insane.
I mean, this is, she needs to be committed. Four padded walls, straight coat.
So they got to figure this out. And Mike Hoffman can't do the, like, I don't know what's going on. Like, they got to get to the bottom of this, and then he's going to be traded.
Well, he can't. He and Eric Carlson
can't play together. And wait till they play against each other.
Oh, man.
Not that Carlson's a fighter necessarily, but.
Right. Oh, I think you will be.
I think you will be at that time.
Yeah. They never said the same thing about Gretzky, but every time he had to lace him up, you know, Gretzky, you can get into it. I think Carlson's going to have to channel it. This is just this is really like an uncomfortable story. Like, when you see these comments.
It's like weird.
Here's the thing, too. Like, she's obviously obsessed with Eric Carlson.
Well, it sounded more like Melinda.
Probably like better player on the team, better looking woman, like all that stuff is going to factor in.
I mean, you almost wonder if she's thinking, you know, my husband's a real good player too, and he doesn't get all the attention guy gets.
So Hoffman's under contract for 2 more years, and Carlson's under contract for 1 more year. And they both, it looks like, have like no trade clauses because it's the NHL and everybody has a no trade clause. Ooh, but I would guess he would waive it.
I think Gary Bettman's going to have to intervene here and just say this is special circumstances that there's no way you could ever. Could you, like, hypothetically, could you just imagine something like this transpiring in the Bruins, Dale?
Well, I couldn't picture this happening anywhere.
Anywhere.
So it's hard to even fathom.
No, this is a different kind of thing.
Right. And this one, like, I'm telling you, this picture on the OttawaCitizen.com article that published this thing, she looks a little bit of crazy. She's got that Glenn Close fatal attraction thing going.
Yeah, but
the rabbit in the stew kind of thing.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
You know, I'll say this. Who knows how the picture was taken? I mean, it's a single snapshot.
That's true.
She sounds nuts. I won't say that she looks nuts.
True, I mean, forget about it. Yeah. It's just awful.
I've never heard of that where there are always issues on teams. You know, sometimes wives, girlfriends have minor spats, or, you know, how come his tickets are over there? Why are my tickets over here? You know, stuff like.
Or you have the Tony Parker stuff where maybe allegedly sleeps with a teammate's wife.
Yeah,
like that happens, and that's not a good thing either, but that happens. This is different. This is a very unique case.
Where you're actually going on social media
to
torture a woman who's just lost a child.
I don't get the. We said the same thing with the Colangelo. Like, if you have to go pros versus cons of I am going to have a burner account and I'm going to attack somebody. Pro, I don't know what it is. Con, you get found out and you look like a sociopath.
Well, here's
so what's the pro again?
No, no, but here's the thing though, Rich. What's the like there was no sample or example prior to this. So I think Brian Colangelo felt as though, well, who's going to, how are you going to prove it's me? He probably felt as though, hey, I want to test the waters. I want to, because no one's ever done this. So there's not like a test case to say, oh, look what happened to Detroit Red Wings GM when he did. Yeah. So he was the first. Now every GM's like, holy crap, no more burner counts.
But not only that, but so for this, for Hoffman's fiance, if she's tweeting these terrible things about Carlson's wife, what is she getting like likes and retweets on that?
I
doubt
know.
It. I bet people are responding like, are you nuts? And then it's just one like anonymous Twitter egg being like, oh, I'm glad this happened. Like, who is this person? And how does that help? Does that make her feel better? I don't get it. Yeah, there's definitely a lot of this going on. Just,
look,
she's got the crazy eyes.
Supposedly, there's a real good chance Eric Carlson's going to be traded this offseason anyway.
Right. So
there's a lot of thought.
Yeah.
And some people think that the Boston Bruins might be interested. He's got a very affordable contract for this year.
I would be in.
But my guess would be, if all of this stuff is proven true, Mike Hoffman's probably got to go too.
Yeah, oh, you think?
Because the Ottawa Senators are going to say, no.
Hey,
we're not.
It's his fiance. And so the questions also pop up. Did Hoffman know about this? And if he didn't know about this, do you continue your relationship with someone like that?
No.
If you found out that your fiance was sending thousands of messages to a teammate's wife who just had a stillborn, that's it. I'll see you later.
Just to sort of localize this thing, and I don't believe any of these things, but there were articles, FoxSports.com, TerezOwens.com, if you want to believe that LeBron James, I'm not saying this, it's online. If you Google LeBron, Kyrie's girlfriend, LeBron James allegedly, I said it three times, slept with Kyrie Irving's girlfriend. That's online.
I did not know that.
That's online. You can
remember the Delonte West.
So if it's
LeBron.
Online, you get to say it?
Well, no, you say, I'm saying.
He just proved that to be
allegedly,
the case.
Allegedly. Like Kyrie Irving finally, like, it's like.
There was the LeBron mom, Delonte West. That was a big
well, we knew
juicy
that one.
Rumor for a while.
We knew that one, yes.
Kiefer Madness is going to save us all in
it
just
certainly
a couple
will.
Of minutes. Here on Sports Radio WEEI.
Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness.
Yes, I'm ready for Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness.
Rack that one up for Kiefer Madness, will you?
Is he going to talk about ducks wearing clothes and stuff?
What did you say?
Going to be like Kiefer Madness. He's going to be in a great buildup and then nothing.
Kiefer's a nice guy.
Kiefer's a nice guy.
Okay.
So screw you, Keith.
Yeah.
Right. Screw you.
We don't need you.
Stupid jerk.
Need you.
Kiefer Madness.
I hate Rich Keefe's guts.
Rich Keefe is just that guy makes you rock.
Kiefer Madness.
I don't think this is one of the stronger segments.
Red Sox take 3 out of 4.
Teach your kids how to think thoroughly and through the consequences and through their actions.
Your professionalism stinks. I question it.
Yeah. Say something to him, Farrell! Unbelievable!
I bring it.
Here we go. It's a Tuesday. That means it's time for Kiefer Madness. And Dale, we got one that you'll never be able to guess. I'm not going to ask for your guess.
No, I'm not going to guess.
Okay, good.
Every
Thank
time
you.
I guess, I get it right.
But I'll tell you right now, the weather is getting nice out there. This serves as a warning to anybody with a convertible or a sunroof. You might think you're doing pretty well if you have one of those things. You're cruising around. What could go wrong? Well, something very terrible could go wrong.
Oh, no.
We go up to Canada for this sad story. That's right, Canada.
Just felt like something wet hitting me. It stunk. It was gross, really. It felt dirty. Right away, you could smell the smell of poop.
Here we go. We're back, baby. Kiefer Madness is back.
Do you ever do a story that's not about poop?
Well, not... Some of them, I think.
I think we're like 1 for 3 with poop. So.
Yeah, I wasn't in last week, so there was a whole week without your poop.
There was no poop. Yeah, there was no poop stories.
Right.
Last
so this lady's driving around, and it got pretty bad for her.
Gross, really. Yeah. It felt dirty right away. You could smell the smell of poop.
Oh.
Susan Allen and her son were parked at this very intersection as they watched the liquid cover their vehicle and fall all over them.
You know what?
I wish we had video of it.
She sort of says,
"Do you? You wish we had video of this?"
She sort of says, "Poop like hoopty."
Poop. Yeah, but the like hoopty. It's her sweet Canadian
it's
accent.
The same sort of thing there.
Yeah, they. This is the reporter. They obviously did a good job covering the story. They had to get down there to the scene. They didn't recreate it necessarily, but they wanted to talk her through, and they spoke with the lady
as they watched the liquid cover their vehicle and fall all over them.
There was poop on my car from here, entirely across the hood. Up over, down the side, over my entire roof, down here,
all here, and then the vehicle beside us, their entire one side of the vehicle was covered in poop.
I mean, it's really, it's head to toe, it's soup to nuts, Dale. It is, there's feces everywhere on the automobile. But how?
Good God.
But how, Dale? How did, Mark, how did this happen? We're going to find out.
Car was just inundated with poop. It was falling from the sky. You could feel...
Falling from the sky.
My worst nightmare.
Isn't it? What's poop? Worse than that?
Poop.
Poop.
Falling from the sky.
From the sky, of all places. Where are we safe?
Inundated with poop. It was falling from the sky. You could feel the drops hitting you. It kind of felt like we got a dump truck full of mud dumped on top of us.
No, that'd be fine.
That was a nicer way of putting it.
I could live with a dump truck full of mud.
That wouldn't be ideal, though.
I wonder what it did to the upholstery and the dashboard and all that stuff,
too. We may find out.
Oh,
we may.
Okay.
When I looked up, there was nothing above us but a plane flying. It had already flown a little bit past, obviously, and you could still see light things falling from the sky coming through my sunroof, because my sunroof of my car was obviously open.
Wait, what was the plane flying at 100 feet?
Yeah. You can't see a plane above you? Of course you can see a plane above you.
You can't see poop coming out
of it.
Well,
if it's getting pretty close, you could. If it was getting right in your wheelhouse, I bet you would see it. Right up in your kitchen.
That's disgusting.
Oh my God. And I started crying. I'm like, I'm covered in poo. And
started crying. Like she's Dennis Rodman.
I would.
She doesn't sound as upset as I thought she would be.
Well, it didn't happen now.
No.
She sounds like she's sort of over-dramatizing this.
You think so?
Yeah, a little
just
bit.
Just a little bit.
It's human poo, and I was like trying to hold my shirt away from me, so my son sprayed me off. I sprayed him off. We sprayed the vehicle off.
A lot of spraying going on.
There's not enough spraying on the whole planet.
I think it's funny.
Because poop is funny.
That's true.
It's just help. Words you live by, apparently.
Yeah, well, it's not bad.
Felt just a cold sensation hit, like, my side of my face and my shoulder. And I looked beside me because I thought the big truck beside us had, like, dumped an ice cap or something. But then the smell hit my nose and I'd almost vomited instantly.
So then we shut this quickly and we drove as fast as we could 2 blocks to the nearest car wash and power washed my car and our bodies off.
Alan said she'd like her vehicle to be detailed as it still smells like feces. For Castanet News, I'm Elena Kelly in Kelowna.
It still smells like feces.
Kelowna, BC where this was. Kelowna, British Columbia.
That's all Castanet the stories News, you've I'm done. Elena Kelly in Kelowna.
Thank you.
Of all the stories you've done, this one has grossed me out the most.
Really? Even the tarantula burger?
This is worse.
Well, there's more to the story again, they're blaming airplanes.
More?
Well, they're blaming airplanes. They're blaming the surrounding area, but guess what? Some people don't believe this to be the case.
Kelowna Airport has taken the incident seriously. It says there were three planes in the air when Allen's incident happened. Two of them were flying nowhere near the area where Allen's car was hit. But there was a smaller aircraft in the area, but it had flown over half an hour prior to the incident, and that particular plane doesn't have toilets.
The plot thickens.
So
no? What? Well, does it not? The plot is thickens, clearly.
Did God's toilet, like, spring a leak or something here?
I don't know. Three planes in the area at the time of the attack. Two of them flying in a different direction. One of them didn't have a toilet on board. More at 11.
Well, no. You got to give it to us now.
Sorry. We do have more here. Sorry.
The airport has a theory as to what might have happened to Alan's car.
You ready for the theory? Are you guys ready for the theory?
I bet it doesn't involve the airport anymore.
Yeah. All right, let's hear it.
Perhaps it could have been some birds. But again, this would just be speculation on our part.
Birds.
Those are some big ass birds.
He's going with a bunch of birds all simultaneously using the bathroom at once. Bird theory. We have one theory. We have bird theory.
A condor.
What else could it be?
Car.
Something in the sky, sir. It has to be something. If it's not a bird or a plane, could it be? Dale?
I give up.
It's not Superman. No, I was going to fill in the blank there. It's not Superman. No, it's not.
Perhaps it could have been some birds. But again, this would just be speculation on our part.
But Alan isn't buying the bird theory.
There's no way it could be birds.
No way.
There was so much poop on my car.
So much in order
for it to be that much poop, without a word of a lie, there would have had to have been 500 birds pooping all at the same time.
Which is very rare. From my experience, Dale, for them to synchronize them using the toilet in the sky together.
Well,
and how often do you see 500 birds together?
Well, I think the one thing you can sort of decipher is that, like, the bird poop is white.
Oh, that's also a good point.
But you know what
or
I mean?
Or green.
Okay, but it's not like human feces.
Well,
if she's saying this is human feces, she might, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
Hey, Reggie Bush just got $12.5 million today suing the St. Louis Rams.
Really?
because of the injury.
Oh, because I remember that. Yeah, on the sideline.
He won. Well, he got 12 and a half million.
She might have a lawsuit on her hands. Because guess what? Let's finish this, and then I might have another update.
And only theories to rely on. Theories that Susan Allen says is for the birds.
Bird theory for the birds!
Now I need your 11.
I want the bird to poop on him now.
It almost looked like wheat, splattered wheat, and it was gray. Bird poop is white and black. It would have taken 1,000 flock of birds to fly over all at once to cover my car as much as it was covered.
Kelly Hayes, Global News, Kelowna.
She also got pink eye, and I'm not making that up. That was a part of the story.
She got disgusting.
Yeah, she got pink eye.
Should I read anything into the fact that the story was from Kelowna?
I don't think so. Pretty something, is it not?
Did she get pink eye from?
Yes, Dale. Yes.
You get pink eye from poop?
Yes.
I would think so.
It's all that
fecal matter. It's a real thing. That's a real thing.
I could see that happen.
Poop again.
He called the
Like Dale, if she finds out that was from a plane or whatever, and I'm serious, she could make some money.
And so what they also said, she said, and why I think it also disproves the bird theory, which is really the only theory that those guys had to offer, was there was some of that,
the blue stuff.
The blue stuff in a toilet up in a plane.
They got the blue stuff there.
That's not from birds.
But why was the poop gray then and not blue?
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah.
God knows what tacos the guy was eating before. Yeah.
Does this mean on this thing that happened, does that plane have the bird rights?
Yes, Mark. That means it has the bird rights. That's exactly what it means. Let's end on that one.
Oh, yeah. Let's get the hell out of here.
That's on a high note.
You're up next with?
Mutt. It's a Mutt night.
Nice.
Oh, yes.
You never said never Mutt at night. He's here.
He's here.
And no. Red Sox afternoon baseball tomorrow.
That's right.
So we'll see you guys on Thursday.
Thanks a lot. Bye.
There was so much poop on my car.
Allen said she'd like her vehicle to be detailed as it still smells like feces.
But then the smell hit my nose and I'd almost vomited.
Oh my God! And I started crying. I'm like, I'm covered in poo.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.